Hornets reinventing, you make the call on Catch Momentum, and Eric O. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Coming off a Division IV state title last fall, the girls' volleyball team at Mendon faced heavy graduation losses. Yet the always strong Hornets find themselves this year ranked second in the statewide coaches' polls by going back to the basics.
They still have that drive. You know, it's just instilled in them. You know, they want more. They're not satisfied with just winning by so much. Or they're not, you know, they want more all the time. So that's really nice to see. They have that competitiveness. Followed them to this year, too.
That second-year head coach, Heather Bowers, a 2011 Mendon grad, and she's put the emphasis on defense and serving. The Hornets are serving at a 90% rate and have nearly 300 service aces. Senior defensive specialist Juliana Hagenbuck and Diggs, senior blocker Taylor Heitkamp with service aces, and junior outside hitter Anna Smith with kills pace the attack. You can read more about Mendon Volleyball on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Hudsonville volleyball senior Kylie Matt, who passed the 4,000 mark in career assists in a win over Grand Haven last week. She's only the 12th player to ever do so in state volleyball history. And Lauren Posey of Big Rapids took medalist honors to lead her team to the title at the MHSAA Girls Golf Regional at her hometown Katke Golf Course last week. Her winning score of 77 was a career best by 5 strokes. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid. Helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
Here's another edition of a football you make the call. On a passing play, a defender intercepts the ball at the 2-yard line, and the momentum of the catch carries him across the goal line. The defender is allowed to come out of the end zone on this play. But while breaking free from the grasp of an opponent, the ball is fumbled out of the back of the end zone. What's the call? Since it was the momentum of the catch that carried the defender into the end zone to begin with, and the ball remained in the end zone and was declared dead there, a rules exception places the ball 1st and 10 at the 2-yard line.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Visit the MHSAA website now to register. Saturday night, someone who gave recognition to so many for so long received his due. Longtime MHSAA public address announcer Eric O. Forseth of Traverse City was inducted into the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan's Hall of Honor at its annual clinic banquet in Oakland County. For 50 years, Forseth's booming tones through Jennison Fieldhouse and later the Breslin Center were something that many fans looked forward to. Not that Eric O. was the entertainer like you see at today's professional and collegiate games, which is disgustingly what some of our own prep announcers try to be like. He added the right touch to the atmosphere, and it's what today's state final announcers are modeled after. Even down to some of Eric's favorite phrases. Yes, on the basket. He gets the bonus. Or his trademark closing, drive as if your family was in the other car. In addition to basketball, Forseth called MHSAA finals in football and baseball. An Ohio native who ended up in East Lansing first as a football player and later as a basketball team captain for Michigan State University, he announced many games in both sports at MSU and was also one of the first top 40 disc jockeys in the Lansing market when rock and roll music started its boom. Eric's presence can still be heard at the MHSAA football finals at Ford Field. For the past few years, he's recorded a number of the announcements played over the sound system during the pregame. And every now and then, you can still catch him announcing a game at Traverse City St. Francis. Congratulations, Eric O. You really do get the bonus. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.